Good morning, Tucson. This is Tom Moulton. I am the executive director of the Southern Arizona Attractions Alliance, and boy, do we have a special guest today. As you know, the Tucson Rodeo started last weekend, and we got another weekend coming starting on Thursday. So our special guest today from the La Fiesta de los Vaqueros is no other than the board chair, and his name is Jose Calderon. Jose, welcome.
Thank you for having me here. Excited to be here. Thank you.
Jose, I know you had a really, really busy weekend, and we're going to be back. You know, Source is going to be kicked off on Thursday after, say, like 12:30, if I recall correctly. But the doors open before that, don't they?
That's correct. The doors open at 11 o'clock. And from 12:30 to 1:30, we have our junior rodeo, Mutton Bustin', of course, which is a fan favorite. And then our main performance is from 2 to 4. And from there, from 4 to 8, we have our Coors Barn Dance. So it's a long day if you want to make it a long day for yourself.
Yeah, we'll get a little bit more into that barn dance because I hear it's a nightly special right after all the action takes place. So I would imagine as the board chair, you still have duties over that.
Absolutely. Part. Absolutely.
Jose, let's talk a little bit about who you are and how you got involved in the rodeo. And obviously, you're very passionate about Western heritage.
That is correct. So I'm a Tucson native, born and raised here, of course. And my parents, my dad was born here. My mom was born in Mexico. And we, being born here, the Tucson Rodeo was always part of our culture here. And I remember it was in the late 80s, early 90s where I used to bull ride. I got my SWRA card, which is the Southwest Rodeo Association. And I did that for a short time. People would always ask me, how come you stopped? I said, well, the medical bills started getting a lot more expensive and I had less winnings. So, but I did enjoy it. It was a good part of my life. And then I remember when I stopped doing that, I looked at the Tucson Rodeo there. I said, gosh, I would love to be part of this committee one day. And I went out there in 2006 and volunteered. After my first year, I said, one day, I'm going to be the chair of this place right here. So,
well, it's my understanding this is your second time around as the chair.
We recycle, but it's never been done in 99 years. And we had a situation we had to fill and take care of, and we did. So I cowboyed up and stepped up again and took the role.
Well, you are also part of the Vaquero Club chair. Can you tell us a little bit about what is the Vaquero Club?
Oh, absolutely. It's a fantastic venue. It's a VIP area, of course, and your ticket there includes a great meal, some drinks. We have a little bit more of an open bar, not open bar, more of a
hosted bar.
Hosted, but with a little bit more variety instead of just beer and whiskey, of course. But it's under a shade structure. We got some TVs in there. So it's just a wonderful place to watch the rodeo in them seats.
Well, let's not forget, though, it'll be this weekend, Thursday through Sunday. Now, it does kick off with the Tucson Rodeo Parade. Now, it's interesting that they are also celebrating their 100th year next year as well. So it's the 99th Tucson Rodeo and the 99th Tucson Rodeo Parade. And I've been very fortunate to be in the parade probably over two decades. First started riding a horse as the mayor of Old Tucson, and that was a lot of fun. And then as I got a little older, I found myself sitting on a wagon, even with a little cushion. So I'll give my age there a little bit. But, I just so much enjoy all of our Western heritage attractions. And it is the largest collection of the types of attractions that we have. And, of course, we're very supportive of Old Tucson and Colossal Cave and any Mescal movie studio. These are all members that celebrate Western heritage every day. But there's nothing like the Tucson Rodeo. And next to probably the Masters Golf Tournament in Augusta, Georgia, do schools get off? Now, has that been a long tradition?
It's since 1925. It's always been there. And so we're the only rodeo in the PRCA that has rodeo vacation for schools. And people, when they come and visit us or move to Tucson, they're shocked when they're like, a rodeo vacation from school? Really? Yep, that's how big it is.
Well, that's a real testament to your passion and the community's passion for Western heritage. Now, the Hispanic community, obviously you're part of that.
Correct.
Has been something that the Tucson Rodeo has supported ever since the beginning. Can you tell us a little bit about how important this community is to not only to the rodeo, but to the community?
Well, like our Tucson Rodeo, right below it, it says La Fiesta de los Vaqueros, which is a celebration of cowboy. The cowboy originated, there's a lot of it, that was in the Southwest and, of course, in Mexico. It didn't matter what side of the line you were on. It existed. That's the lifestyle that we grew up with, and our family and generations did. So it was natural fit that, you know, we name it this way, because you had the vaquero and you had the American cowboy, and it was the same type of work that they did on either side of the fence. So
right. So a lot of the activity that you see actually take place as a cowboy.
Absolutely. When you see the saddle bronc, for instance. That's how they used to break the horses. They would put a saddle on them, get on them until they break the spirit, and all of a sudden it became a riding horse or a working horse or their automobile, if you want to say.
And, of course, the roping.
Of course. That's it. You have to – the rope, you had an injured animal like a calf. You have to give it some medication, some medicine, or that's how they branded them, of course, because to – tell who it belonged to, of course. So the rope for sure was an important tool in their bag there.
And we still have some entities here, as we affectionately call them dude ranches.
Yes.
That try to relive the life of a cowboy.
Yes.
If you're a guest, whether it be White Stallion or Monument Ranch or Rancho de la Osa or any number of them that are located throughout Arizona. So I would imagine these rodeo fans also continue their, I guess, passion of knowing what the life of the cowboy was by actually probably spending a weekend or a week over at one of the dude ranches.
I think every young boy or young girl at one time always wanted to be a cowboy or cowgirl. And now that we're adults grown up, we get to celebrate that maybe for one time of the year, and they come to a rodeo. But, you know, if you start taking away the actual tradition of the Southwest and it goes away and you don't stay on top of it, it'd be a shame. It'd be terrible to see that go away, because things, if you don't continue to practice it or have it there in front of you, it does go away. And we don't want that to happen. We're passionate and we're super proud about this Tucson Rodeo. The dude ranches, like I said, everybody wants to experience being a cowboy one time in their life.
Jose, the Tucson Rodeo is probably one of the most affordable family festivals here in the community. How do we go about getting some tickets? And I understand there's quite a range of pricing for the tickets.
That is correct. Your best option is to go to TucsonRodeo.com. Our website on there as well, that's going to give you a whole list of things there that you need to know about the Tucson Rodeo, of how to prepare yourself when you come to the gates, if it's a clear plastic bag or whatever it might be. But ticket prices are anywhere from $18, and they can range up to $160 depending what you want to do. You can swing also by the office at 4823 South 6th Avenue, and our office is open from 8 to 4 throughout the whole year if you need to stop by for that as well. But TucsonRodeo.com for sure is the best spot.
We're going to learn a lot more about the rodeo coming up in just a few moments. Thank you, Jose, for being here.
Thank you.
Well, welcome back to Tucson Jump In. This is Tom Moulton, and boy, we have a really special guest. This is our second segment, and we learned a little bit about Jose and a lot about the rodeo, but there's much more to learn, so stay tuned. Now, I wanted to make sure that we pay some of the bills, and this segment is sponsored by the Southern Arizona Attractions Alliance. When we're celebrating our 25th anniversary on March 14th at Old Tucson Studios, so talking about Western heritage, we're going to keep it in the family today. So, Jose, how many volunteers are on the committee? And Tell me about the kind of jobs that they have to take on in order to produce a rodeo.
Absolutely. It takes a whole lot of people. We're about 90 members, as far as committee members, involved in a Tucson rodeo. When showtime comes up, we have to put up like another 300 volunteers on top of it just to make this happen. We have several different committees. Of course, you have the poster committee, you have the ticket committee, you have the parking committee. So there's various types. So there's a lot of work out there, and we got a very well oiled machine there.
It really shows that this is probably, if not one of the largest family festivals here in town. Obviously, being almost 100 years old, it's probably one of the oldest family festivals that continues. And you know, I've been to the rodeo maybe 5 or 6 times. Generally, I went after the Tucson Rodeo Parade because I was in the parade as the mayor of Old Tucson and then supporting the attractions as well. But when I go there, I see nothing but kids, lots of little kids everywhere.
Oh, gosh, it's wonderful. When you see those gates open up at 11 o'clock and you see maybe the grandparents bring their grandkids, they've been coming years and years, and you see that generational deal continue to flow into our gates. And that's what I talk about, keeping the tradition alive. For 99 years, that many places can say they have that title right there. And, God, we can't wait to the 100. We're super excited. But like I said, when you see those kids come in, they're laughing and just they want to be a little cowboy. They all want to be a cowboy or something.
It's not only probably one of the longest, but it's probably the most affordable festival as well.
That's
how
correct.
Do you keep this thing so affordable?
Well, we do, because we know it being a family event, it could be just 2 people. It could be 8 people coming in. And we do our best. And we're a nonprofit organization, and it's important to us that we fill those seats and so people get to enjoy it. Not just sometimes you go to other sporting events and it's too costly, it's too expensive to buy a ticket, let alone get yourself a soda and popcorn. We don't want to go that direction, and we want to keep it very simple so people can of all pay scale that you may be can come enjoy our event.
This is a sporting event. There's no
it
question.
Is, no
the
doubt.
The ones involved in the competition, they're professionals, aren't they?
100%. They are the Professional Rodeo Cowboy Association. They have their actual membership card that they got to qualify for to get that card. Of course, you got to have several points and money earnings and winnings. And so they earn that right there. And they come from all over the world.
Now, there's a organization behind the running of the rodeo. Can you tell us a little bit about the Professional Rodeo Association that you're associated with?
Absolutely. It is the PRCA, which would be like the NFL, and we are sanctioned with them, of course. There's probably about 750 PRCA rodeos throughout the whole country.
Wow.
And the Tucson Rodeo is in the top 25. So we are the largest outdoor winter rodeo in the country.
Now, I think it's like every other weekend in Tombstone, there's a rodeo that's going on.
Yes.
And they're keeping the Western Heritage alive. And while some may feel that's competition, I just think it's a teaser for the big rodeo coming up.
Well, that's good practice for a lot of those young kids and to get on a bull right there throughout the year. But Tombstone does a fantastic job keeping that tradition alive too, because Larry King, you walk those streets and there's some history there. And sometimes it might be a little chilling, what happened back in those days, but they've done a great job.
Well, it became almost a joke in the sense of, the rodeo is coming around because it's raining and it's cold. And I have to say, we couldn't have had a better weekend last weekend for the kickoff of the Tucson Rodeo. And weather was beautiful. And so tell us just a little bit of that we may not know, but after we listen to you, we're going to know. How did the weekend go?
The weekend was fantastic, I tell you. And Tucson's kind of funny. They are a last-minute ticket kind of people because they all want to open up the door and see what the weather's going to look like, of course. So, but that first weekend was incredible. If we would have had our rodeo a week and a half earlier, we would have been in trouble. And now we're coming into Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and I've seen that forecast already. And I'm very happy for the parade committee. The parade committee is a completely different deal than the rodeo committee. But I want them to be successful so much, because there again, those people that go to that, it's free along the parking right there. There again, some people can't afford to maybe go to the rodeo even then, but now they still get an opportunity to see something grand, the horses, the carriages. It's a big show to them. So when they get the opportunity to get something for free, it's amazing. So
yeah, the largest non-motorized parade, and we just determined when I was talking to the folks a couple of weeks ago that it's, we just go ahead and say it's the world. It's all right with us.
Yeah, absolutely.
It is a super duper kickoff. There's no question for the weekend activities. So you still have any tickets left?
We do have tickets, I tell you, but I tell you, you better get it quick. I believe the last weekend you're going to be close. So, but we do have this ticket called a grazing ticket. And it basically is just, you don't have a seat, but a lot of people just like to walk around. They come for the food and the venues. They hear the noise. And so we have some of those tickets still available.
Yeah, that's a good point that it's not only the rodeo, but it's also a community event. And tell us a little bit about what kind of vendors can we expect to see when we're there.
We got some fantastic, but first off, the food. They got a lot of great food out there. But it doesn't have to be always Western lifestyle to be a vendor out there. We'd love to see a variety of stuff out there, and you do see that. It's important that we probably have close to, oh my Lord, maybe 120 vendors out there.
Is that right?
It's a lot of vendors out there. It's amazing. Or they're playing some type of part in there. But a lot of them have been there for 30, 40 years. The same ones coming back time after time. So obviously we're doing something right.
Well, you're outdoors. You're having a good time. The weather is scheduled to be another wonderful weekend. And if you're coming for the rodeo, we heard today it starts at 12:30. Can you tell us a little bit about that children's activity that takes place as soon as the rodeo gets going?
Yeah, so we have the Reach program. We get yesterday it started, actually, and today it goes on. And we teach them about the sport, the history, but we also teach them about respect, what the values are to your fellow person, your fellow man, your neighbor. And kids, they need that. And I think the teaching should never stop at grade level. I think we should all take those kind of courses every now and then just to continue to be respectful and good and not worry so much about the business. Let's also remind each other what it takes to work together as volunteers, because the word volunteer is becoming very, very scarce now. A lot of the younger generation, I hope I'm not saying nothing to anybody, but it's quicker, you know? So if they're out there working, they want something right away back for, not all of them, but the Lions, the Rotary Club, they're struggling with volunteers. So there's many organizations out there. If you don't want to be part of the rodeo, please contact those organizations. They need your help desperately. And we've been supporting the Tucson Rotary and the Lions for over since 99 years. So get out there and help out.
Well, I know just yesterday, Wednesday, the Rotary Club of Tucson had their rodeo days.
Mm-hmm.
And so I noticed a lot of the clubs in the weeks prior to and during the between the two weekends, they encourage all of us to celebrate the rodeo.
Absolutely.
And, you know, so I brought out my white hat and my cowboy boots and, you know, the jeans are a little snug these days, but we had a great time and, you know, celebrating the rodeo weekend for sure. I'm really, it's just amazing how excited people are to get out of their dress trousers and put on some kind of a Levi or Wrangler or something that has to do with the Old West. There's plenty of clothing out there, you know, that celebrates Western heritage. So, well, we're going to be back with Jose, and we're going to have a lot more to talk about. This is Jump In Tucson, and I'm Tom Moulton. Thanks for joining. Well, we're back, and what an appropriate song, because we're talking about the Tucson Rodeo with Jose, the chair and former chair and part of the Vaquero Club. And we've learning a lot about the rodeo, Jose. And
yes,
I think the most important takeaway is run by volunteers. You know, so of course, right after the rodeo, you go home and you don't come back until a couple weeks before, right?
That's right. That's right. It's a lot of work, though, mentally and physically.
Yeah, it's a year. It's a year long planning to put on the rodeo.
That is correct. It really is, and it takes a whole lot of gears to make this thing go. And this year was a little unique because we did not have an operation manager or general manager this year. So I'm very proud of the board of directors and all our committee members who stepped up to take that role on, which we had to get done. And it was challenging at times, and pretty much got it down to the weekend before the end of the rodeo started, but we were set.
It's just amazing between your volunteers that run the rodeo, volunteers that run the Tucson Parade Museum, which is, of course, called the Wagon Museum now, and all volunteers, maybe some ticket people that help you out, but... the other one is that I've been involved with over the years is the Ajo Community Golf Course. All volunteers.
Yeah.
Everybody from the grounds crew to the office ladies. It's just amazing. And I think your message about volunteer.
Yes.
It's a good thing. You feel good about it. And especially if it's something like the Tucson Rodeo, that really helps the community 365 days out of the year.
Correct.
Now, will you understand that it'll be the last weekend coming up? You're open tonight, Thursday, or today, I should say, at 12:30. Gates open at 11. Is that correct?
No, it's actually so Thursday it starts again.
Okay.
The actual performance.
Yeah. So Thursday.
Parade day.
Yeah, parade day, which is coming up. This you know, we're on the air here every Thursday, so you know, so you're probably, while you're listening to your radio right now, we're probably in the parade, and that's where I'll be, and that's where I am right now. After the parade is over, around 11 o'clock or so, you said the doors open up. And then the action starts at 12:30.
Correct.
And those tickets are available on your website?
Yes, they are. You just get on TucsonRodeo.com. Or if you're a little old school about it, kind of like I am, you can still come up to the ticket window right there on 6th and Irvington and purchase your ticket there. We do have a paid staff that works year-round. They're the only ones that get paid. But our office is open year-round. So if you have any questions, even if it's in March and April, about the when tickets start up, what is new coming up to the rodeo, feel free to stop by and we can help you with that.
Now, I understand when we're talking between the breaks that you can also see the rodeo if you can make it. Now, we encourage you to go to the rodeo. There's a whole selection of ticket price, from the lowest price is how much?
$18, and it can go up to, you know, $120, $140, depending where your seats. So we have different venues in there, depending what you want to see, what you want to be a part of.
Well, especially the bull riding. I mean, the folks that are behind, I guess what we would call the entertainment product, are doing that not only for the love of Western heritage, but they have some other ambitions in life, don't they?
Well, most of those guys that do this right here, this is their full-time job, of course. They're ranchers. They worked on farms. They started getting on these animals when they were little kids. So to them, it becomes natural to them. But these are true athletes. There's no doubt about it. When you see these guys, physique and everything else, they are in shape. And you have to be able to control, stay on top of an animal like that. It's all about balance, coordination, and mechanics, and it takes a lot of skill.
Now, some of these activities actually have become their own activities, especially the bull riding.
The bull riding is just taken off. You obviously have also the professional bull riders, the PBR. They were actually started up by contestants. And it's going on over 30 years now, and they travel around the whole country. They travel all over the world, and because it is probably the most exciting. I think mutton busting and bull riding, believe it or not, are the highest exciting.
Well, the mutt busting is when the little kids go out.
The little kids do it.
What's the ages on?
From 4 to 6.
Okay.
But it gets filled up quick. If you don't sign up early on that right now, so get on our website, of course, TucsonRodeo.com. We got it filled with tons of information. or stop by the office and we can help you out there.
So you have to sign up in advance.
You do.
How many little kids are chosen for that?
Oh, I believe it's about 10 to 15 per day.
Okay.
And then we have our junior rodeo course. So, yeah, but it's on the website, TucsonRodeo.com.
Now, let's talk a little bit more about the streaming. That seems to be the big revelation. It's not only, obviously, creating a memory, but it's for those that just can't make it.
Correct.
So tell me, where do they find the streaming?
Well, depending what type of cable you have. But turn that TV on, especially at 2 o'clock, and you'll see it. Just look for Tucson Rodeo, and you'll find it. And it's live. We're live. This is the first year we're actually live. We're excited about it.
Do you think I can Google Tucson Rodeo live, and it'll come up exactly where I can look at the rodeo if I can't make it? And if you happen to go to the rodeo on a day, but you want to see the rodeo again,
absolutely,
it's streamed all 4 days?
All days. And they're going to show it a couple of weeks later as well.
Oh, that's great. And I understand the Tucson Rodeo Parade is on KLD Channel 13 as well. And they also are streaming.
Correct.
And they are, and you can see it.
You can see it.
You know, so, of course, I record it at home on my DVR.
Yes.
And hope that my float makes it there. Last year, they introduced us, and then they said, "We'll be right back." Then I didn't get a chance to see my float.
Well, you will.
You know, so I talked to Dan Maries, and I said, "Come on, Dan. You know, when I have my float, you got to make sure, you know, you don't go to commercial
break."
That's
right. Absolutely.
Obviously, he has a script, but he has no idea, because sometimes there are little delays, during the parade and so on. But I think one of the things that we want to maybe talk a little bit about the folks that are actually there to entertain you, but it's also a competition.
Absolutely.
And while they're as you mentioned, they're farmers and ranchers and they love the animals, but it is a high competition, isn't it, as well?
It sure is. Like I said, these are true athletes. It takes a lot of dedication, commitment. These take care of your body. Like I said, these animals are large. And you get it even on a horse, a bull, or whatever it might be, you better be ready and prepared. So it takes it not just physical, but mental.
Well, you know, I really enjoy getting out. And now with the weather scheduled to be beautiful for all 4 days, do I get a chance to meet any of these cowboy and cowgirl stars?
You do get an opportunity if you want to. What happens is once they get there at Tucson, once they ride, they don't stick around. They're taken off to the next rodeo. So it's very hard to catch them right there at that time. A lot of times when they get there, they're mentally getting focused and they're getting ready for their event. So
we're certainly looking forward to going. We got one segment left and still plenty to talk about. So Jose Calderon is our guest. We look forward to wrapping up the show with some inside information that you can only hear it here on KVOI, 1030 AM, The Voice. Welcome back to Jump in Tucson. This is Tom Moulton, and our guest today is Jose Calderon and from the Tucson Rodeo. I want to remind everyone that Friday's show featuring Dr. Ed Ackerley will be 9 o'clock, just like our show, and he has some special guests for tomorrow. Also reminding you that this particular segment is sponsored by the Southern Arizona Attractions Alliance 25th Anniversary Fiesta Celebration, which will take place March 14th at Old Tucson in the morning from 8 to 10. If you're in tourism or you're interested in tourism, just go to TucsonAttractions.com and you can learn all about our celebration. Our keynote address isn't about Western heritage, Jose, but it is about the future, and it's called artificial intelligence. And our theme for the event is how can you become the very best in your career and in your personal life? And we think artificial intelligence is going to be one of those tools that's going to help you reach your goals. So the rodeo is today, and it goes all the way through to Sunday. The weather forecast is good, Jose. All your volunteers are in place. the professionals are ready to get back on their horses and get back on the bulls. And boy, it couldn't be even more exciting. But there are tickets left. But as Jose had mentioned in our previous segment, better go to TucsonRodeo.com. And you have a choice of tickets all the way from $18 all the way up if you want to be right outside and watch that bull riding taking place and get that bird's eye view for that perfect 8 seconds before the bell goes off and the points come. And it's really an exciting time for the families, one of the best family festivals to come. Now, 99 years, Jose. All right. Now, you haven't been involved in all the 99 years, but it's been exciting that it's continuing. And I think you told me that it's only been canceled maybe twice in that history.
That is correct. One was because of COVID. It was going to be pretty much impossible, what we had to do to prepare ourselves for it. And of course, it was, I believe, in 42 when the war was going on right there. But throughout those years right there, throughout the whole year, we've been working on it. So unfortunately, when it didn't happen, it hurts.
Yeah, it was too bad. And we're so happy that they discovered some medical treatments. And while it may still be out there, the crisis has been over. And this is the first year, really, that people feel comfortable completely getting together. You can have up to 8,000 to 10,000 people there. Is that correct?
Actually, it's probably about 11,000.
11,000.
Yeah, it's a pretty big open area, and of course, with some purchase of grazing tickets that we sell, that people you may not just want to see, just want to walk around and hang out there. So there are some tickets like that.
Yeah,
as well.
Over 100 vendors yes. From all kinds. Can you give us an example of some of the vendors that your favorites?
Oh boy, I tell you, they're all wonderful. And like what I said earlier, it's not just Western stuff that they're selling. Anybody can participate with Tucson Rodeo. If it's construction, or if it's you're selling ladders, it doesn't matter. We try to keep a lot of it with the Western deal because that's what people want to see. So, but we take all vendors, and we're super proud to open our doors for anybody to come to see our show and be part of it.
Yeah, this idea of cowboy food, I'm sure there's a barbecue place.
Oh, yes, there's
and
a couple.
Beans and tamales. And so if you're coming just for the food experience, that alone, buy that grazing ticket and walk around. And, you know, with Tucson celebrating for many, many years now being the Tucson City of Gastronomy, and most recently be voted America's Best Mexican Food.
That's wonderful.
I'm not sure if you were aware of that or not, but we started out with 23 miles of Mexican food, and now people have discovered just how wonderful our Mexican food is. So you're going to be able to find some of that, too, I would imagine.
Absolutely, you
while
will.
You're there. Now, 100 years. I would imagine that you've been planning for this, not quite for 100 years, but can you share with us some things that we may not know, but before they leave today, they will know, some of those things that are being planned for the 100th anniversary?
Well, I keep thinking about when they first started this rodeo in 1925, did they think it was going to get to 100 years? They probably didn't. And even the prize money for the contestants was a block of ice or a slab of beef. I mean, that's what it was. And that was a big thing for them. But we've been preparing for 100 years. It takes a lot of work. We still have next year's rodeo is going to probably be an extended 45 minutes because we're going to have some more events going on, celebrating, of course. So what we're trying to do is just be creative also, but make sure it fits that the event, the cultural part of it, and stay with it. But we got some pretty good stuff coming up.
Now, it takes a lot of people, again, as they say, it takes a lot of people to put a rodeo on. Tucson Rodeo Grounds has a long history as well. It used to be an airport.
Correct.
And how long have you been performing at the Tucson Rodeo Grounds?
Well, it's been out there, I'll tell you, for quite some time. It actually also used to be a derby track.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they used to run derby cars out there after the airport didn't go away. But it was mainly about the early 50s where you start seeing a lot more, strictly just rodeo, and we didn't use it for anything else.
Of course, your big partner there is the city of Tucson.
The city of Tucson, I have to give them so much thank yous to all of them for what they do. They continue to support us for anything we need there. They've been wonderful.
Yeah, I mean, occasionally before COVID, you would see concerts out there and some other activities. So it's been a popular spot. Plenty of parking, for sure.
Yes.
And I know you do charge for parking, but, you know, there's also folks out there watching over.
Absolutely.
You know, the whole grounds. And sure. I think it's just a good part. When you go into the rodeo, you don't have to worry about someone leaving with your car, do you?
We do our best to take care of our people that come out there.
Yeah, and it's just a fun environment, safe environment. Lots and lots of families from all walks of life, because you're one of the most affordable rodeos. You know, that I can imagine. I didn't realize that you had the grazing and or the walk around ticket or whatever. You know, I may have to come and do that, because, you know, well, and there are some people that can buy tickets and see all 4 days too.
Absolutely. You come on out. We'd prefer you come out all those days, but, you know, and we also have our foundation that we started up right now. What we want to do is utilize those grounds throughout the year. So we want to reach out to the community and start doing more communities to come into our backyard, no matter what it might be, because it's a shame not utilizing that great area.
Yes.
Just one time a year. So we're going to start doing things like that and tapping into it and talking to certain organizations and people say, hey, come on over and have your thing over here. And that's what we want to do.
And the city of Tucson has done some recent upgrades, I understand.
And they've been doing a lot, and we've been doing a lot of upgrades. The committee, we'll go out there with the work details. We have great people that have skills, and we've been doing a lot of that work ourselves.
Yeah, it really shows. I was recently over there at a Tucson rodeo parade event where we invited all the attractions, especially the ones associated with Western Heritage, to be there and to really introduce themselves to the folks that were visiting the museum.
Yes.
And, you know, so you saw Highway 80, historic Highway 80 from Bisbee and Benson and Tombstone. They were out there. We had the mayor of Bisbee was there, and the mayor of Benson was there. And we had a really good time, and Tucson Roadrunner Dusty was there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, so I think we really all get involved in keeping our roots with Western Heritage, and there couldn't be a better place than to really put yourself in the environment of a cowboy or a cowgirl. And then the Tucson Rodeo. So, once again, where can we get those tickets?
Get on TucsonRodeo.com. Got all the information right there, and visit us throughout the year if you need to.
Well, thank you, Jose, for coming.
Oh, it's
what
been
a pleasure
wonderful.
To have you. We'll see you tonight.
You bet.
I keep saying tonight. I don't know why. See you today at 10:30 when the rodeo gets kicked off, and good weather throughout. This is Jump in Tucson. Dr. Ackerley will be back tomorrow on Friday morning at 9 o'clock with a group of special guests. And please make sure you go out and visit your local attraction here in Southern Arizona. Thank you all, and have a good day.